Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm Tony Newmark. This is Parshat Nitzavim on Purely Pshat. Let's go. So Parshat Nitzavim begins with the section of the eternal covenant with Hashem, the eternal covenant with God. And this is the first three aliyot. So just going through the first aliyah, it is only a few psukim. And it's saying that you, the Jewish people, are standing, all of you together, here before God. And you are the heads of the tribe. And you are the elders of this people. You are the police officers. And you are the children. And you are the women. You are the young. And you are the converts with you in this camp. From the woodworkers to the water drawers, you are all here today so that we can bring you into the covenant with God, into this oath, which your God is promising you today. Moshe continues in the second aliyah, and he goes on to say that you are here so that we can establish today that you are God's people. You are his people, and he will be your God. Like he said, and he swore, to his children, to your forefathers, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And God continues that I am not only making this covenant with you, I'm making this covenant with the people who are standing here today and the people who aren't. And he continues to say in the third aliyah that you know how we lived in Egypt and you saw when we went through the nations and we saw their disgusting gods that they were worshiping of wood and stone and silver and gold, of nothingness. But maybe there is someone here, whether it's a man or a woman or a family or a tribe whose heart isn't with us, whose heart is straying from God. And they're going to worship other gods of the nations that we saw. So when he hears the words of this oath, but when he feels what he feels in his heart, he will say, all right, I think I'm going to go with my heart's desire. God will not forgive that person. God will make them even thirstier. Instead, God's anger will be so great on that person, on that man, that the entire curse that he wrote down earlier will all fall on him. And it will obliterate his name from the skies. God will single him out from every tribe in Israel and make his punishment so severe that all the curses of the covenant will fall on him. And the later generations will come to this land. Your descendants will come to this land. And they will see the plagues that were brought onto this land because God caused this. And they'll see the sulfur and salt on the land that you can't grow anything on it anymore. And it'll look like the overturning of Sodom and Amorah and Admah and Tzvaim. Those cities that God's fury became so great that he destroyed. And all the nations are going to say, why did God do this? Why did he cause this land to become so desolate? And why was he so angry? And they will respond and they'll say it's because the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, abandoned the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. They abandoned this covenant that he made with them when he took them out of Egypt. And they went and they served other gods and they bowed down to them. But they were nothing. God said that they were nothing. And God became so angry against the land that he brought all the curses that he wrote down in the book that he gave to them. And he uprooted them from this land with anger and great wrath, tossing them out into another land. The hidden things are for God, our God. But the revealed things are for us and our children forever. To fulfill the words of this Torah. The fourth and fifth aliyah speak about the ingathering of the exiles. So what will happen is, when all these things come upon you, and God has banished you from this land, and he gives to you all the blessings and the curse, which I'm setting for you today, you will realize it, and you will take it to your heart, and you'll come back to God with all your heart and soul completely, and you'll listen to his voice, and everything that I'm telling you today, you and your children will all listen. And God will return your captives. And he'll have mercy on you. And he will bring back all the people who are in exile back to your nation. even the people who are exiled up in the skies. He will bring them back. And God will bring you to the land that your forefathers had. And he will be good to you. And he will make you numerous. And God will circumcise the hearts of you and your children so that you love him with all your heart and soul for the sake of your life. The fifth Aliyah continues to say that God will put all these curses that he promised on you, he will put them on your enemies and all the people who hate you. And you'll return and listen to his voice. And you'll fulfill his commandments, which I'm commanding you today. And he will make you prosperous with all the work that you do, with the work of your hands, the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your livestock, and the fruit of your soil. God will once again rejoice over you, like he rejoiced with your forefathers, because you listen to his voice, and you will observe his commandments, his decrees, and his laws that are written in this Torah scroll, and you will return to God with all your heart and soul. The next Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, has a really beautiful message. This section talks about the closeness of the Torah, and this is the pshat, purely the text, purely pshat of the Torah. Beautiful lesson. Moshe goes on to say that these commandments that I'm commanding you today, it's not wondrous from you. It's not far away. It's not up in the skies. And you could say, who's gonna go up and get it and tell us what it says? It's not across the water that you're gonna say, I have to cross the seas just to get it and understand it. No, no, no. These commandments are very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can observe it. The final Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, is about choosing good. So Moshe says, see that I've given you today the choice of life and good or death and evil. I'm commanding you to love God, to walk in his ways and observe his commandments, his decrees and his laws, so that you can live a prosperous life and happy life. God will bless you in the land which you're going to take right now as inheritance. But if your heart strays and you don't listen, and you turn away and you bow down to other gods, I'm telling you today that you'll definitely perish. You won't live on the land a long time. This land that you're crossing over the Jordan to get to today. I'm calling upon the heaven and the earth as witnesses against you. And I've put before you life or death, blessing or curse. Choose life, and you and your children can go live to love God and listen to his voice and have him as support, because he is your life and the length of your days to live in this land that God is giving to you, to your fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that he promised to give to them. This was Parsha Nitzavim on Purely Pshat. I'm Tony Newmark. Have a great Shabbat.